Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Attorney General Brad Schimel announced today the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation Human Trafficking Bureau agents, with the aid of local and federal law enforcement, have arrested 25 individuals in stings to arrest sex traffickers, johns, and child abusers in July and August of this year. Vilas County Sheriff's Department and Eagle River Police are among 18 local law enforcement agencies assisting the state and federal investigators. 13 Vilas County men were among the 25 arrests statewide. Those arrested were charged with soliciting a prostitute, pandering, soliciting a child for prostitution, attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child, child enticement, using a computer to facilitate a child's sex crime, exposing a child to harmful material, and exposing a child to harmful narrations. On the WXPR website is a link to the official release, including the names, photos, and charges facing each man. Vilas County Sheriff Joe Fath said the investigation will help law enforcement with future investigations. The state superintendent of public instruction has joined a growing list of Democrats who are running for governor. Tony Evers stopped by the WXPR studios this week. Evers said if elected, he would return the Department of Natural Resources to an independent agency.
With an independent secretary that's chosen and hired by the board, I think that will bring some kind of rational thinking about our natural resource policymaking rather than kind of siding with one side against the other. We need to kind of isolate that department from the politics.
The state's K through 12 school leader says education needs restoration, as does Wisconsin's middle class, which is disappearing. Evers says he's concerned that the Republican majority in Madison is stripping away the ability of local governments to control things like shoreland zoning. Evers said a comprehensive roads policy needs to be adopted and a full effort needs to be in place to curb a major problem here and elsewhere, opioid addiction. He also thinks the deal with Foxconn needs more work to favor the public. We have a longer interview with Tony Evers at WXPR.org. And Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish has put out an invitation for Northwoods businesses to attend the one-day Governor Small Business Summit later this month in Rothschild. Clayfish says the day will show small business owners how to get resources like social media to help them, including legal help. The state cabinet members will be there along with Governor Scott Walker.
So what we've done is we've taken all of those things, plus more, boiled them down, put them into one day's programming, and we're giving it all to our small business owners across Wisconsin for $50, including breakfast, lunch with Governor Scott Walker, and great opportunities for relationship building with our cabinet team, because our cabinet secretaries of all of the agencies that touch small business are all going to be there.
The deadline to register is Friday. The Governor's Small Business Summit is September 26th at Stony Creek Hotel and Conference Center in Rothschild. We have a link at WXPR.org. Thousands of motorcycles are arriving in Tomahawk and the Northwoods this weekend as the Muscular Dystrophy Association's fall ride is underway. Bree Liddell is the executive director for the Green Bay MDA office. The event is held in Tomahawk, which has a Harley-Davidson production facility, and the Milwaukee-based motorcycle firm has been a longtime MDA supporter. Liddell says the fall ride is the largest single fundraiser for the MDA in the Northwoods. She says the money services Northwoods families that are battling a neuromuscular disease, and she outlines the other places that the funds go.
7 different MDA care centers across the state of Wisconsin that any person who is registered with the MDA and has a neuromuscular disease has the opportunity to be seen by one of our neurologists across the state at one of those 7 different institutions. What's really phenomenal about these care centers, so it's a one-stop shop filled with a multidisciplinary clinic team of different physicians and specialists who are there to meet the needs of our patients.
She says there are many ways to support the effort at Sarah Park and Tomahawk through the weekend. And this week is National Suicide Prevention Week, a week set aside to bring awareness about suicide and help those facing a crisis. Suicide affects 1 in 5 American families. Carrie Breitenfeld of Antigo is a Wisconsin chapter board member for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. She also chairs an event held September 9th in Antigo called the Out of Darkness Community Walk. Breitenfeld says there are warning signs that a person might be thinking about taking their life.
Some of the things that you can look for is in a person is a person talking about killing themselves, feeling hopeless, having no reason to live, being a burden to others, feeling trapped, unbearable pain.
Breitenfeld says your local medical provider can direct you to other mental health providers. There's also a toll-free number at the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-TALK. The weather forecast for tonight, look for partly cloudy skies, low 60. Friday, sunny, high near 80, but gusty winds. For Friday night, slight chance of shower, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 63. Saturday, partly sunny, high 81, 50% chance of rain Saturday night. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR with Captain Doug. I'm Ken Krall.